We'll install the October 20, 2012 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with this rain report. Installing Towers and Antennas Safely is the name of a paper that was jointly delivered at the 2012 Dayton Hamvention by professional tower and antenna installers Don Daso, K4ZA, and John Crovelli, W2GD. Between the two of them, these gentlemen have been installing and uninstalling some serious towers for almost 100 years. Here's our second and final excerpt from their talk. The first to speak is John Crovelli, W2GD.
What do you do on installation day, i.e. the day you're going to put up all this fancy stuff? Well, after getting the design solidified and you get the properly rated materials or sized materials, the fun really starts. You might ask, well, I'm the owner, I'm the client, I'm the guy putting up the money, who's in charge? Well, it's always the climber, regardless whether you're writing the check or not. It's always the climbers, the guys up in the air who are putting their lives at risk. You should have a work plan. You should pre-visualize how the tasks are going to be accomplished up there, and you should have a tailgate meeting, i.e. a little meeting on the ground before anybody climbs and gets started. And you make sure that everybody knows the plan before you start climbing. You should discuss safety issues, you should anticipate what can go wrong, and you should have a plan or what you can do if something does go wrong. And that should be a little bit more involved. And Fred, do you have the phone? Okay, you got 911 in there? Good. The idea that, you know, TUF presented of having a first aid kit, having plenty of material around to keep the climbers hydrated and the guys on the ground hydrated as well. Again, all very good ideas. Well, the next step or next question that arises from that kind of thinking is what makes for a good ground crew person? And the answer is pretty simple. It's a guy who does the staging, gets the tools organized, he listens, and he's very prompt and following all the directions given by the tower climber, whether they're talking on an HT or yelling or screaming or whatever. And you'll be surprised, it never fails. You work in a modern suburban or urban environment, there's going to be a weed eater, a lawnmower, a chainsaw or something. Hearing is difficult, but we've always found that the radios don't work as well as you might think because it occupies a hand. You have to come up with some sort of workable solution. But again, everybody should wear a hard hat. Everybody should be wearing gloves. You should stay alert and attentive. That means if there's three or four guys on the ground, they're not going, hey, you know, you had a good time over at Fred. They're not paying attention. It's definitely not the time to be fooling around. You got to pay attention to support, which is what the ground crew guys really are doing, supporting the climbers. A few quick words about concretes. Often, again, another thing that's often misunderstood. You have a variety of tools when you work with concrete, which is kind of fun. You're going to have measuring tools. You're going to have woodworking tools because you're going to need to build forms. You're going to have metalworking forms. You're going to be dealing with rebar. And of course, you're going to be playing with water. And then you're going to be dealing with the concrete itself, which is, you know, this gigantic mud pie you're going to be making. And then you have to have concrete tools to finish. So it's a real plethora of neat stuff that you get to fool around with. Ready mix is always preferred over mixing it yourself unless you're really, really good and you know what you're doing and you have ready access to the materials. I recommend if you're going to do that, you have a concrete mixer. You forget the sackcrete and the wheelbarrow. Proper curing of concrete is critical. My first tower I put up when I was 15 years old. Farm chores were done on Saturday. I dug the hole in the ground, put the tower base in, poured this concrete in, and then I came back and put the tower up on Sunday night after the farm chores were done. But in reality, of course, the concrete requires 28 to 30 days to cure. It doesn't just dry out, as I thought at the time. To reach full strength and keeping the concrete damp is always helpful. People often don't understand that you really should pour concrete when it's cold, i.e. in the wintertime, not, you know, a hot July day. It's a chemical reaction, not just drying out. And you always want to add that curing time to your project schedule. Tower guy anchors.
There are really only three choices again. The dead man anchor, which probably everybody has seen in our own catalog. A screw-in anchor. Again, if you're going to use a screw-in anchor, make sure it's a manufacturer-approved style. And finally, elevated guy posts. We put up some very big towers with guy posts, and they are a wonderful thing. Keeps the cables off the ground, lets you mow it or plant in, underneath the antennas. But you make sure they're strong enough. We very strongly suggest you use a professional engineer to approve that design. What is unacceptable? Trees, fence posts, trailer tie-down anchors, building walls, abandoned cars. trailers, flower pots. That list is mind-boggling. We just don't make this stuff up. It's really true. People don't think about what they're doing. This is your typical dead man anchor, which you'll see in every Roan catalog. The big deal is to make sure it is properly positioned, 120 degrees around. Also, make sure it's the proper distance away from the tower, and make sure it's at the proper angle going into the ground, as specified. This is an expanding earth anchor. This is pretty much what you'll see most of the utility companies use when they put in guying for their telephone poles and power poles. Very slick little doodad. We're now back to installation day. And some of the things that you want to have available to you, you want to have some assorted spares. Have some nuts and bolts, the critical ones, the ones that go to the antenna and hold it on, or the ones that hold the tower sections together. Always have enough rope in hand. In fact, never climb without a rope. Never climb without a rope. I don't know how many times I've been burned, and I do this for a living, how many times I've been burned and I didn't take a rope up and I should have. And then you got to come down, you got to go back up, and boy, you get tired real fast. Other kind of common things, coax and connectors. Somehow we didn't make that feed line long enough. Or maybe the jumper is about 3 or 4 feet too short. Boy, where were we when we were thinking about that stuff? Have your station notebook handy. Sometimes we forget how we've wired that rotator 16 years ago.
You're listening to a Hamvention 2012 presentation by professional tower climbers John Crovelli, W2GD, and Don Deso, K4ZA.
Some other neat things that we found over time that have helped our clients spend their time more usefully. Put your stack match at the base of the tower. Don't mount it 90 feet in the air. Add a little bit of cable, bring it to the ground, have that coil at the ground. So when your stack match fails for some reason, whether it be a lightning strike or something else, you don't have to climb the tower in the middle of winter when it's 20 below zero wind chill. Think about it. Mount your lightning protection devices in a nice box near the entrance to your house or wherever you have your shack. And use single point of grounding guidelines. It's very critical. Everything is at the same potential. Learn and practice good connection and weatherproofing techniques. At least vinyl tape, at least. Maybe some rubber sealing tape. Maybe some silicone sealing tape. Try to stay away from RTV type stuff or coax seal. Coax seal in particular. It doesn't last all that long. You'll know what I mean when you try to go to remove it. It's not fun. And one other final thing, do an annual tower inspection. Don't think things are just staying the same and everything's hunky-dory. You got to go out there and look at it once in a while.
Well, what is successful cable weatherproofing? I begin with a Teflon wrap, and this is a Teflon tape that's 2 inches wide. You buy it from McMaster Carr. I've talked about this here before. I've had lots of people ask me about it. I've written about it in my NCJ column. And the reason I like it so well is you can pull it tight. It's much thicker than the regular plumber's Teflon tape. And again, it's 2 inches wide. And it fills every void. And it really wraps around things very nicely. If you ever try to weatherproof, for instance, a Cinch Jones plug, almost impossible with tape because it's just, you know, too irregular. Well, the Teflon will make that easier. Next comes up a layer of Scotch 130C, what's commonly called linerless rubber or self-amalgamating tape. It doesn't have any adhesive on it. It sticks only to itself. You put it on with overlapping one-half width of the tape. You stretch it tight. It changes color from black to gray. That's how you know you have the tension right, and you wrap that, and then two layers of 88 over top of that, or Scotch 33. In all the years since I developed this, I've had no known issues of water ingress.
Some of you have probably come across a product called Vapor Wrap. It is what the commercial guys use in the cellular industry. It's okay to use, but if you are going to use it, put some vinyl underneath it. So when the guy who has to go and fix that connection goes up the tower and tries to get it apart, he's got a fighting chance. So use a little vinyl underneath.
Okay, summary wrap up. You're not putting up an antenna or a tower. Again, like we said, it is a total system. So a systems engineering approach is always a good approach to take. You're talking about a concept, you're talking about a design, and you're talking about the installation. You always try to follow good engineering practices. You always use quality rated materials. You always make personal safety a priority during your construction.
And that concludes our excerpts from Installing Towers and Antennas Safely, a paper presented at the 2012 Dayton Hamvention by veteran tower installers and uninstallers Don Deso, K4ZA, and John Crovelli, W2GD. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2012 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for Rain's founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.